However, the aircraft yesterday did draw fire.
All right.
Roger, we copy elevation 3,000 feet, running ending at 210 left pole, and friendly to 10 o'clock and 800 meters. We can tell the ground for this time.
Okay, Roger, you may revive and pass.
Roger, we're about 8 miles north.
Okay, I am located approximately right at high vamp pass.
You're great over there. It's an Alpha Tango, Niner 03.
Roger, we're coming in over the bay right now.
Niner 27.
Okay, that's close enough. We're going to work.
Copy, 210 left hand pole 3000, friendly's 8 o'clock, 800.
Okay, tell them to stop their progress and mark their position.
Roger.
Air is above.
With the runs through the mountains straight north the runway of the name.
That's affirmative. That's high van pass. I'm looking directly over that road at this time, just south of the pass itself. Okay, tally ho. And if you look off your left wing here at this brown bird dog.
I got a bird dog in a port turn straight north of the pass.
That's affirmative, and you just passed over the target area. Dave's turned directly over it. Right now, it's that big ridge line.
Roger.
And if you'll come on around and set yourself up to that area you were over on that pattern, you'll notice that you got two ridge lines. Looks like two legs. They're meeting right at the crotch. Now, and then it meets to form one ridge line. You're going to be hitting the top of that ridge line.
Roger. I think I know what you mean. When there's smoke, if you will.
Roger, rolling in just now.
Okay, I have you marked. It's on the east side of the ridge.
That's a fire. Let's just hit that mark. Keep it, keep the friendlies in mind. Hit that mark. Of course, the high ground is on your left there.
Yeah, Roger, that's coming in hot.
Got you, one. Continue.
Okay, one. You're clear, Hodge.
Okay, one map away.
Okay, real good. That's what we wanted.
Okay, Dash 2, let's bring gears to the 9 o'clock of Dash 1. 9 o'clock, about 50 meters.
9 o'clock, 52 is in, single name.
Roger. Okay, I've got you there, too. And you're clear, Hodge.
2, that's the ridge I can pull off.
Excellent, 2.
We got troops about 200 meters in there, they said.
Okay. All right, y'all, lift off. Take it around one time. We got a little trouble with friendlies.
Okay, they got troops.
Okay,
got
a lot of friendlies.
Okay. Go high. Roger, go high. Take it around. We're going to have to talk to the friendlies here again. They're changing their position.
All right, I did.
That's right.
Okay.
2-2, this is 1-4. Okay, that was my mistake. That's about 200 meters southwest of where you had us before, where you had us.
Oh, Roger. We're a hell of a long way from you then, right?
That's firm. That was my mistake. You know.
Roger. Well, thank you. We don't need that then.
Okay, there. Just a little misunderstanding here, Dash 1. Okay, real good drops there. Friendlies had to shook up there for a while. Okay, I've got to hold somebody on down one. Here's that Dash 1. Dash 1, this is,
Dash 2 is on the down one.
Okay, 2, if you want to roll in at this time, your last drop was a good one. Let's bring it 6 o'clock, about 100 meters.
6 o'clock, 100, 2 is in, 2
names. Yeah, I got you, 2.
Case clear, Hot.
Yep.
Okay, 2, why you look real good? Okay, real good there, 2. Got a real good fire in that 6 o'clock name. I'll have to check that out. Dash 1, I got you, Dash 1, roll in. Let's bring yours to the 1 o'clock from Dash 2 to the 1 o'clock about 100 meters. Is it?
That's 1 o'clock, 100. 1's in hot.
Roger, 1, got you. You're clear of hot, 1. 2 away, looking good. Okay, real fire. Okay, we got, you set off a buoy trap, it looks like. We got a white phosphor. Okay, let's go with the, let's go move our bombs right up on top of that ridge. 1 o'clock from Dash 1's hit, up on top of the ridge with your first bomb pass, please.
Okay, 2, 1 o'clock from the last two hits and up on top of the ridge.
right up on top of the ridge. If they go on the other side, I think that would be okay too, because I think Charles is on the other side of the ridge. Try to hit the top if possible.
10-2, sir.
I got you, too. Looking good. Okay, got you out of the clouds. Please clear hot.
Negative. We got some big stuff.
Okay, 2. Guys, we just got another secondary down there from our names. Okay,
One's in hot.
Roger, 1. Okay, you have the top of that ridge line, is that a firm?
Firm, I have the top of the ridge line and 2's last hit.
Okay, go 12 o'clock from his head right up along the ridge, working to the north, or to the south.
Alright, so 12 o'clock from his head is south up on the ridge line.
That's affirmative. That's return to work over the top of the ridge. I have you. You're clear hot.
And last one, Pip. Don't bring it any further down the hill from
him. Okay, there. 1, real good. Okay, 2. Let's go 12 o'clock from one's hit. 12 o'clock, about 100 meters.
12 o'clock, 100.
That's firm. And I've got you. And I got you, too. Okay, real good there, too. Okay, Dash 1, bring yours to the, actually, go out to 1 o'clock up on the ridge. 1 o'clock, another 100 meters, we're working it south.
Roger, 1 o'clock, another 100 up on the ridge line, 1's in hot.
Okay, 1.
1's in hot.
Okay, I've got you there, and you're cleared hot.
Roger.
Okay, a real good 1.
Alright,
Tiz
got 2 left.
Tiz got 2 left, okay.
Yep, lead has 2 left.
Okay, lead, bring yours on around. We'll go to the 1 o'clock. Okay, hello, radio trouble. Let's go to the 1 o'clock again. Another 100 meters working at the ridge.
Alright, your 1 o'clock, 100.
Devil check in. Devil check in.
Okay, one's coming in hot, 1 o'clock, 100 meters on the ridge.
That's affirmative, I hold you on.
Double chicken. Sure.
Okay, Dash 1, you're cleared hot.
100.
Okay, 1, that one was real good, right there where I wanted. Okay, I understand your ammo minus this time?
Yeah, that's perfect.
On time, right?
Right.
I stayed 9-5.
Okay, if y'all going up and hang out there, and I'm looking for a possible 88.
All right, we're ready, copy.
Roger. And it's 39, do I understand to have other flights up at this time?
Kid Killer, ring that cloud 3-4, Dash 1 and 2 is up at this time.
Roger, 5-3-4, my approximate orbit out here is at 328, about 8 miles, I guess, off channel 77. Head out this way.
At this time.
Roger.
Okay, 239-535, still standing by.
Roger, 35, I'm in the area here. Got quite a bit of smoke and a lot of canopy.
Couple of trees just falling in.
We did have one white phosphorus secondary, didn't we?
Roger, had 2.
Totally, dude. L1-535, this cat, Killer 39, are you ready to copy PDA? 1-4-5-3-5-3-5-3-9-er, okay, you had, I had you on target at 1-7, off target 2-8, given your target coordinates, and, you had 100% of bombs, we had an area-sized target, it would be impossible to give a percentage of target coverage, and, at present, all I have, we had 2 white phosphorus secondaries, which are obviously booby traps. When the canopy prevents us any further mediate, we do have ground troops going through the area. I'll be up this afternoon at 1700. Any bodies that are picked up, I will pass down to the squadrons.
Roger, 535 copies. On at 1700, 2800% of the ordnance on target, 2 white phosphorus secondaries.
That's affirmative. And, of course, you're supporting the 1st Marine Division here. And I want to thank you very much for a real good flight. You had a real good pattern there. No trouble picking you up. And you'll be cleared on back to desk. Push. Thank you once again.
Roger. 535, switch button, Rogers.
Roger, 5, please.
Switch.
Killer.
Four, go.
Okay, Scat Killer 3-9 with a bad radio, and you say you're in my approximate position at this time, is that firm?
Only got about 10 miles to go, we're on a 328.
Roger. And you ready for target brief?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Roger, we got targets are Alpha Tango 9-0-3-9-2-7. We've got exactly an objective prep. We've got a booby-trapped area, possibly occupied by NVA. We've got an elevation of 3,000 feet. Let's, let me take your ordinance first of all. What do you have?
We got, let's see, 6 Delta 1 Alphas, 4 Delta 5, 7 Delta 9s. Dash 1 has a 6 Delta 1 Alphas and a 4 Delta 5s. Dash 2 has 7 Delta 9.
Okay, in that case, let's use a running heading of 360 with a right-hand pull. Friendlies will be at 3 o'clock, approximately 800 meters. And if the winds are light, variable should be no factor. I'll be holding your pattern. And your ground fire here, like I say, been in the area here, very low, very high. We've taken no ground fire. Lovebug took no ground fire. And yesterday they all flights took fire. So if I can get the fire, I will call.
Roger. I understand the coordinates A, Alpha Tango 903927 and a booby trap NVA, 3,000 foot elevation, 360 run-in, right-hand pull-out. Friendlies at 3 o'clock, right?
That's a pr- You have good copy there. And are you familiar with High Vent Pass?
Lovebug's south of High Vent, port over this time.
Okay.
Oh, what kind of aircraft you got?
Roger, I got a brown bird dog with white ailerons. 534, say your first part of call sign again.
Ringneck 534, dash 1 and 2.
Okay, Roger, so far.
Roger, I got a yellow smoke screaming.
Roger, what popped the yellow smoke on the side of our aircraft?
Roger, 2 o'clock now over the water.
Tally ho. Okay, I'm flying directly over the target area if you can bend it on around. And, the reason I want to use a 360 because you've got very high ground. The very high ground will be at your 6 o'clock, and you get that behind you, then you'll be cleared on in the drop.
Dash 2, you got him?
Ah, 2, that's negative.
Ah, tally-ho.
Okay, if you look down there, Lyle, your left wing now, you got two ridge lines coming up. They almost look like a pair of legs joined into one ridge line. Pair of legs joined into the body, you know, right there. Ridge line that would be the body starting to crotch is what we want to hit.
Roger, I think we got it.
It's that first real steep ridge line west of the highway.
Alright, you gonna mark with smoke?
That's a pro deal. You're popping a Willie Peter in there when you get set up.
Alright, you have all our mineral out here. Go ahead and start.
Okay, let me see here. Who have I got?
Got Killer Winner. Go in with a couple of rockets here to start out with.
Roger, I sound like Winner. I'll go ahead and put a mark in.
Smoke away.
Okay, got one rocking away there. And I'll be coming up in a couple of seconds.
No joy on the smoke.
Okay, let's take some pretty thick canopy.
Okay, I think I see what you're talking about here. Let me hang around and you gotta give me a call.
Okay, Roger, you want me to put it out? I got another rocket here, you want me to put it in?
Yeah, would you?
Okay, try again.
Okay, we'll go around the high one more time.
Okay.
Rocket away.
Okay. Come back to the 6 o'clock on that about, on your 360 heading 6 o'clock about, 50 meters with your rockets.
Roger.
And, you will be in a right-hand pull on this?
Roger.
Okay, I've got somebody, it's pretty far past the roll in there.
Okay, we're gonna have to go around one more time.
Roger.
And you want it about, 50 meters on that 6 o'clock?
That's affirmative. Back to that smoke, 50 to 100 meters, and we'll get your rockets in there, and then we can mark it then.
All right, John.
Okay, I've lost you now. New call to roll in. I'll clear you on each mat.
Yeah, okay. Dash 1 is at the roll in here.
Okay, you want to understand your right base?
I'm not going to my left base this time. We'll pull right next.
Okay, yeah, I got you down here. Yeah, you're looking real good. Port right now, one.
Roger, Port right.
Okay, hey, real good, that's it. Okay, Dash 2.
Yeah.
Okay, Dash 2, let's bring, what do you got there, Delta 1 Alphas?
Dash 2's got all Delta 9s.
All Delta 9s, okay. Let's bring yours back to the 6 o'clock. No, you better make it to the 12 o'clock, right straight down that ridge line, 12 o'clock, about 100 meters, and watch that high ground.
Too much.
Will you be right or left base, dude?
I'm just going right.
Okay, call to roll in.
Yeah.
I got you there. Okay, I have you to run, too. Continue.
Too much. I'm standing right on top of the ridge line.
That's affirmative. Right along that ridge line, there should be a lot of moving traffic there. You're clear or not? Okay, 3 days away, looking good.
Yeah, day one's going back in.
Okay, one. Now, it's a little bit low on the ridge line there, so let's make it from hits. Let's go to the 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock, about 150 meters.
Roger, 9 o'clock, 150.
Roger.
White Fox is secondary.
Roger, I noticed it. And you're clear or not, too, looking good. One, let's bring yours to the 11 o'clock of Tuesday, the 11 o'clock, about 100 meters. It's been kind of hard to pick up the smoke, though.
Roger, 11 o'clock at 2.
And what's it?
I got you there, one.
One, this is 2, be advised, there's another F4 up here in this pattern, it's Miguel.
Okay.
So you're clear, hot one.
Roger.
And last flight, that one does this time.
One's up.
Roger, one. Okay, a real good one. Okay, and how we standing for ammo? How much do you have left there, Dave, 2?
My 2's got one, Dave.
Okay, 2. Let's bring yours to the 12 o'clock of one's last hits to the 12 o'clock, and about 100 meters on the ridge, and don't worry if it goes over the ridge.
Too much. That one's got 3 bombs and 2 rockets left.
Okay, Roger. One must do the corrections of 2's hits. I've got you, too. Continue. Okay, two, you're lined up. You're clear and hot.
Too much.
Okay, two, I didn't see anything away.
Okay, one back in again.
Okay, one. I think you have the top of the ridge line there. Is that a firm?
Roger.
Okay, you want to work the top of the ridge line. From your last bombs, come up to the top, the very top, which you make it about, what, the 10 o'clock? The 10 o'clock at 100 meters. Hit that ridge line and the other side of it.
Roger.
The Emmett rockets, that's firm.
Roger. Two's going high and dry.
Clearing out, one.
Point it
up. Roger, one. Okay, real good there, one.
Roger, and we got some rockets left. One more right.
Okay. Let's go for the 12 o'clock on your hits there. And just right on top of that ridge line and a little bit to the north.
Roger.
You can see there's some rocks and stuff in that area.
Okay, one's at the roll in.
Okay, Roger, one, I've got you. You're looking good.
I should probe my camera a little bit. Can't fly that thing.
And you're clear and hot, one.
Roger. One's up.
Roger, one. Oh, looking good.
Beautiful on those rockets.
Okay, one, are you dry at this time?
Oh, Roger, we're dry.
Okay, I'll go down there and take a peek over the canopy and see if I can pick anything up.
Yeah.
Be back in about 03 or 04 with the BDA.
Roger. Okay, 2, join up the squad, see. And 2, you got a tower? Keep up, tower. And left hand over.
Well, those look good there.
And Ringneck 534, can't kill a 39.
Go ahead.
Okay, Roger, I had you on target at 39, off target at 49. And you had 90% ordnance over, once again, an area-sized target. And impossible to give a real an area target coverage. And I think you have your target coordinates at this time. Now, we did have one white phosphorus secondary visible. Evidently, a lot of these white phosphorus booby trapped down here. And once again, near the canopy, I can't pick up much else. And we'll pass on down to the squadron through desk. Anything the ground troops pick up.
Fine, can you tell me who you're supporting them?
Okay, Roger, I'm sorry. You're actually, battalion is North Pod, 14 Lima, and it's from 1st Marine Division.
1st Marine Division. Hey, Cap Killer, Ring Neck will be checking out this town. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much. Once again, an excellent pattern, and it was real nice working with you. And I hope they pick up some bodies for you down here.
Yeah, you bet. Number flight 17.
Right. Any other flights at this push at this time? I guess not. Yeah, Northbound 14 Axel, Calculator 39.
Flight 39.
Roger, I guess, sir. We're just about out of flights.
But I understand that. You going to be going to Marble now?
Negative. We're going to, well, I can stay up here for another half an hour, just kind of cover the friendlies, and then I think I'll head on back home, but if they won't, maybe we can get somebody else to come up and cover them, then I won't be flying again until this afternoon.
Okay, I would like to possibly
go over that place where that one negative didn't go off. I'm going to drop a yellow smoke for their front elements are about 2,000 meters from there. They think they
did. If we can get some diverts, we'll be glad to use them over there, and we can even use 750s out farther west.
Roger, I agree.
That Ringneck and those Lovebugs, my old boys, I think they did a pretty good job of covering that ridgeline. The rockets exceptionally do a real fine job up there.
I thought they did a real good job. It was worked pretty well. They had a real good 180 spacing in their patterns. It helped me a lot picking them up, and they hit all corrections pretty good.
Real good job.
How much longer you got in that job down there?
I got about a month left now.
But you're gonna hate to leave.
Sticking out a little longer. I don't know. I'm getting police job. I'm down the road here. We're getting a few bots.
Good deal for you.
I want to get back and start flying them J's. I think it'll be pretty interesting.
Yes, they. Well, I'll be talking to you again. I'll still be flying.
Hey, you sure get to know the area well. I think I walked from Don Ha to Chula by now, and the whole area, you really get to know it pretty well.
It's good to fly a bird, though.
I'd like to join you someday.
Yeah, maybe we can work something out.
Hey, Paul, burn it over to Chula.
Firing out of Frisco. Roger, thank you.
Time to contact GLA. Firing out of Eagle, over.
Anyway, well, we didn't scare anything up. We got a couple of secondaries, I think. I don't know if it's a white phosphor. Those are white phosphor secondaries. I didn't see any in that second batch, but I think we got one or two in the first.
Okay. Roger, I didn't see any secondaries in the second.